Welcome to your personalized deep dive. And today we're diving into HetTVE. It's a pretty cool framework for dealing with irregular time series data. That data that's like everywhere, but it can be a real pain to actually analyze. I know you were particularly interested in how it's being applied in healthcare.
Yeah, definitely.
Which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because patient data is like the definition of irregular.
Absolutely. If you think about just a patient's journey through a hospital, all those different measurements being taken at all different times, sometimes there are these huge gaps in the data, especially if a patient moves between units or something. And that makes traditional time series analysis really tough.
Yeah, and I bet those gaps can have a big impact on like diagnosis and treatment decisions, right?
Exactly. So you're right. That's why accurately modeling the uncertainty in this data is so crucial. We don't want models that are like making overconfident predictions when the underlying data is so sparse. Because if you incorrectly assume that there's a smooth, continuous flow of information, well, that could lead to some pretty dangerous assumptions about a patient's condition.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And so this is where the paper you sent comes in, right? The Heterocytastic Temporal Variational Autoencoder for Irregular Time Series. It proposes HetVAE, which is this new deep learning architecture that's designed specifically to handle these irregular time series. So today, let's kind of unravel what makes HetVAE so innovative.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so the paper you sent, it really digs into the specific challenges of this type of data, right? And it's not just about like missing data points. It's the fact that everything is unevenly spaced. You've got different timescales for everything. And there's this overall lack of structure, that nice predictable structure that most models need.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Imagine if you're trying to predict like a patient's blood pressure, but you're trying to base that on readings that were taken at totally random intervals. Some of them just minutes apart and others are hours or even days apart. Mm-hmm. Traditional models, they expect neatly aligned data. So they really struggle to extract any meaningful patterns from that kind of chaotic sequence.
And that's where HetVAE swoops in to save the day. But it's kind of a mouthful. Heterocytastic Temporal Variational Autoencoder. So what's the secret sauce?
Well, it's all about how it's designed. It's got this three-part architecture, and it tackles these challenges in a really clever way. The first component is the uncertainty-aware multi-time attention network, or UNTAN for short.
UNTAN, okay.
And this UNTAN, this is the encoder part of the model. So UNTAN doesn't just look at the values of the data points themselves. It also considers how sparse the data is.
So it's not just what the data is saying, but also when it was collected.
Exactly.
But how does the model actually represent both of those things?
So that's where attention mechanisms come in. So UNTAN is using these attention mechanisms, and it's capturing both the values of the data points and the timing of the data points. And then it creates a fixed length representation that kind of encapsulates both. And by doing that, it can handle that irregular nature of the data while still being compatible with the structures that you usually see in like typical deep learning models.
Okay, so it sounds like UNTAN's all about capturing the essence of this messy timeline.
Right.
So what happens next?
Okay, so the next key component is parallel pathways. It actually has both deterministic and probabilistic pathways. And this lets HetVAE learn a much richer representation of the data because now it's processing the information through two different lenses.
This is kind of like getting a second opinion, but from a model. That's cool. And this dual perspective, it must be really valuable for understanding all those patterns that are kind of hidden in the data.
Exactly. So by learning this latent state, this kind of compressed representation of the underlying dynamics, HetVAE can make more informed predictions, even with all those gaps and irregularities.
Okay. So that brings us to that third component, you know, the heterocytastic output.
Right.
Now, I know heterocytastic, it's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
But I know it's a crucial part of what makes HetVAE so unique.
It really is, yeah. So heterocytasticity, essentially, it just means different variances. And what this allows the model to do is express varying levels of uncertainty in its predictions over time.
Okay.
And so if you think back to that patient example we were talking about earlier, you know, if we have this long gap between, say, blood pressure readings, the model, it should reflect a higher level of uncertainty during that period.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's just like if we would be less certain about a patient's condition during periods with limited data, HetVAE is doing the same thing. It's mirroring that uncertainty in its predictions.
Mm-hmm.
I can already see how valuable that would be in a clinical setting.
It is, yeah. It's like if you had a weather app and one just says rain and the other one says like 80% chance of rain between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. That like granularity and the uncertainty can really change how you make decisions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this seems like something that could be applied to so many different areas, not just healthcare. Like anywhere where you've got sparse data and you need to make good decisions even when you're not sure about things.
Absolutely. You're right, like financial markets or climate modeling or even like predicting equipment failures.
Yeah.
Like in industrial settings, accurately quantifying that uncertainty that's everywhere.
Yeah. And in this paper, they talked about how HitVAE is tackling another challenge that comes up in deep learning, the problem of getting stuck in local optimizer-y during training.
Mm.
Can you explain what that means in a way that even I can understand?
Of course, of course. So imagine you're trying to find the lowest point in this like huge mountainous landscape. Mm. It'd be really easy to get stuck in some little valley, right? Thinking you've reached the very bottom, but in reality, there's like a much deeper valley just over the next ridge. That's basically what happens when a model gets stuck in local optima.
So it's like settling for a good solution when there might be an even better one, if you just knew where to look. How does HitVAE avoid falling into those traps?
Well, it uses what's called an augmented learning objective. So it's combining the typical loss function that's used in these variational autoencoders with this additional like scaled squared loss term. So think of it as like a compass. It's helping guide the model towards a more complete understanding of the data so it doesn't settle for something that's not that great.
Oh, so you're giving it a little nudge in the right direction.
Exactly. And the results, they really do speak for themselves. So the paper shows how well HitVAE performs on both synthetic data and real-world data sets, including some from PhysiaNet and MIMC3, which are these widely used healthcare databases. And what's really exciting is that HitVAE, it consistently got higher log likelihood scores compared to like the other methods.
Okay, so remind me, for those of us who don't like live and breathe statistics every day, what does that log likelihood actually tell us? Why is it important here?
Right. So log likelihood is basically a way to measure how well a model fits the data that you've observed. A higher log likelihood score basically means the model is doing a better job of capturing the underlying patterns and making accurate predictions. Or, to put it more simply, it's showing how well the model understands what the data is telling it.
So in this case, HitVAE is telling like a more accurate story than the other models.
Exactly. It's not just about making predictions. It's about actually understanding the nuances and the uncertainties in the data.
Right. And it even outperformed, the paper said, it outperformed Gaussian process regression models, the GPRs.
Yeah.
And those are known for being really good at handling uncertainty, right?
That's right. Yeah. GPRs are kind of seen as the gold standard for modeling uncertainty in this time series data. So the fact that HitVAE did better than them in some cases, that's pretty amazing.
That's impressive. Yeah. Now, the paper also talked about this ablation study. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah.
And why they did it?
Sure. An ablation study is where you're removing different parts of the model, like one by one, to see how much each part contributes to the overall performance. It's like taking apart a machine to see how all the little pieces work.
So you're figuring out which parts are actually important and which ones are just kind of there.
Exactly. It gives you a lot of insight into like how the model actually works. In HitVAE's case, what they found in this ablation study was that each component was important. You know, the untan module, the parallel pathways, the augmented learning objective, and the heterostochastic output. Like, all of them played a part in making it work so well. If they took any of them out, the performance dropped.
No freeloaders.
Exactly.
Every part's doing its job.
Yeah.
Okay, so this deep dive has been really illuminating. I feel like I'm actually starting to get this stuff.
Good.
But as with anything new, there are always going to be limitations. What are some things about HitVAE that could be improved or expanded upon in the future?
Well, that's a great question. HitVAE, it has a lot of potential, but right now, one of its limitations is that it's mostly focused on producing these marginal distributions. So that means it's estimating probabilities for just individual points in time, but it's not quite capturing the full joint distribution over all the time points.
So it could tell us the likelihood of a patient's blood pressure being in a certain range,
right?
Like at a certain time.
Yeah.
But it can't yet give us like a smooth, continuous prediction of how that blood pressure might change over time. So it's like we have these snapshots of a patient's vitals at different points in time, but not the full story of how things are changing.
Yeah, you could say that. Like, it's kind of the difference between knowing like the individual notes in a song.
Yeah.
But you're not quite getting the melody yet.
I see. So there's definitely room for future research here. Where do we go from here? How can we like help HitVAE capture that full dynamic picture?
Well, that's where things get interesting. One thing they could look at is incorporating methods that could model like those residual correlations in the output. And that way, HET-TAE wouldn't just estimate those individual probabilities, it would start to capture how different points in time are related to each other. And that would lead to those smoother, more holistic predictions.
So instead of just isolated snapshots, we'd get a much more continuous and like coherent narrative of how things are changing over time. And that would be huge in healthcare, right?
Exactly. Imagine being able to actually predict like a patient's likelihood of developing a condition, but then also model how their health might change, taking into account all the uncertainty that comes with individual patients.
That's pretty amazing. It seems like we're getting closer to this new era of personalized medicine, where models like HET-TAE can really help us make better decisions for each specific person.
Yeah, and you know, this isn't just limited to healthcare. Like anytime you're dealing with a system that's complex and changing over time, HET-VAE could be really useful. You know, financial markets, climate modeling, even understanding social networks. There are so many possibilities.
This deep dive has been awesome. Yeah. I feel like I really get the challenges and the opportunities that come with irregular time series data. And like you said, HET-VAE could really change things.
Yeah.
Especially in healthcare.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You mentioned being interested in the healthcare applications. So, you know, something to watch out for is how they adapt HET-VAE to work with different kinds of data at the same time. So not just vital signs, but also lab results, imaging data, maybe even genomic information. It'll be really interesting to see how they fit all of that together.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. Can't wait to see what happens with HET-VAE and how it might change how we think about these complex systems. Thanks for walking me through all of this.
Anytime, anytime. And just remember, you know, the real power of something like HET-TAE, it depends on us, how we choose to use it. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning.
That's great advice. And to our listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope this has sparked your curiosity and got you thinking about how these ideas could apply to your own work and interests. Until next time, keep on diving deep.